Good morning. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm excited to be with you today, and we have quite a few questions in store. Before I begin, I do want to make an announcement that the lady who was with me on the last seminar, Mark Longsdale from Canada, is going to be joining me on, let me get my month straight here, on the 25th of July for, we're going to do another teleseminar. The 24th of July. And we are doing another teleseminar, and we're going to focus on pets and critters. So what about your pets and critters and clay? And it's going to be very interesting. She has a dog business, lots of experience with animals, and some amazing stories to tell. So join us there on the 24th for that seminar if you can. This is Perry A. I'm the author of Living Clay, and I'm here to answer your questions about calcium bentonite clay. So we have some questions in queue that I'm going to start with. And the first one is from Corey Ann, and she said, I've heard that using bentonite clay with thiodination earth helps remove more of the toxin die-off. Can you talk to this? How much is recommended, and what is the delivery method? Carrie Ann, I've tried the diatomaceous earth. Clay and diatomaceous earth have some results the same, more because of their alkaline nature and their crystalline makeup, but they are not the same. Clay is more absorbent for capturing and removing. It has more pulling power. Diatomaceous earth is very good for cutting up parasites and get rid of them. However, clay is very successful in removing parasites too. It doesn't kill them, it pulls them out of the body. We had one lady that had four tapeworms in her liver, and she used poultices over that, and she passed the tapeworms. They went back and checked, and they weren't there anymore. So we're assuming it pulled them out into the right place, and they were eliminated from the body. When you mix them, the diatomaceous earth keeps the clay from homogenizing, and it separates. If diatomaceous earth, when you mix it with water, it'll settle, and the diatomaceous earth will be on the bottom and clear water on the top. Clay stays emulsified. If you want to take both of them, that's fine, but I wouldn't take them together. I would take one and wait an hour or so and take the other. So you're going to get a double elimination of parasites. The best thing for toxin removal is bentonite clay. Now, saying that removes it from the inside. Both of these work from the inside. To remove toxins that are already stored in your body, that are causing joint pains and disease and illness, you really need to take the clay baths. The clay baths are exceptional at pulling out heavy metals. We've had a one-year-old that brought her heavy metals out of her body. We had a three-year-old with 7-point levels of lead that went to zero in 3 months of taking two clay baths a week, plus drinking the clay. So you ask, what is the delivery method? The delivery method would be taking it orally. With clay, I would take like 2 ounces two times a day. Depending on how toxic you are, you can build up to as much as a cup three times a day. The lady that was on last week had a remarkable recovery story of major colon problems. They wanted to remove most of her colon and put her on a bag. She started taking the clay. She was drinking a cup three times a day. She was putting a poultice on her liver. She got rid of the cyst on her liver, the tapeworms in her liver, and she did have an obstruction in her liver and had to have surgery for that, but they only removed a small portion, I think it was 8 inches. And the doctors commented that she, in 4 months she had gone from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old, and I think she's 46. So that's how you do that, clay baths and taking it internally. Plus, you may want to put a poultice over your stomach or your gut or wherever you're having troubles with. Very good question. Thank you. Rosalyn from Shreveport. I'm on Synthroid, which I take first thing in the morning. Please tell me how long I need to wait to take living clay to not interrupt the Synthroid's absorption. Please provide a schedule to detox for the 14 days. Rosalyn, what I would do is call your pharmacist because there are different amounts of Synthroid, and he can tell you how long it takes for your body to absorb it. Once it's absorbed in the body, you're free to take all the clay you want. If you have to wait 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever time, take your Synthroid, make that time, and have your first dose of clay after that. For the detox schedule, if you're detoxing heavy metals, lots of bad stuff going on in your gut, I would build up to 3 ounces three times a day for 14 days. This will ensure you get rid of the parasites, cleanse your colon. If you have major, major problems, you want to gradually build up to a half cup and maybe even a cup. So as you go, you can tell how you feel. You start feeling good, maintain that level. Everyone is different in different degrees of disease going on in their body. So, and again, if you want to take toxins out of the body that have already gotten into the bloodstream and stored in the body, you need to be taking the clay baths. But for a good internal cleanse and detox, this will take care of internal toxins. Do that for 14 days. Okay, Betty Jo Oliver from Stanton, Kentucky. How should I treat hyperthyroidism with clay? You want to take, and this goes for Rosalind too. If you have a thyroid condition, you want to put a poultice over your thyroid. You can put it on at night and leave it on night. Put a poultice is kind of a thick application of the clay mass, the mud, the 1-3 mix. And you mix it up and you put it over your thyroid area. Look on the internet and it will show you where it is. Cover it with some saran wrap and or Glad press and seal and leave it on all night. And do that nightly. And we have had people who said that the same lady that had the colon problem had Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism. And she was told that you could never cure it and that she would need to have her thyroid removed and be on medicine the rest of her life. Well, she did the poultice and was drinking the high levels of clay, and her hyperthyroidism, her Graves' disease, went away. So much for the doctors saying it's unfixable. Don't you love that? Okay, Bozina. In Surprise, Arizona, I've been diagnosed with dry eyes and cataracts in my right eye. Cataracts is developing very fast. In 3 months, my vision has gone from 20 to 30 and has increased from 20 to 60 or 20-60. Any advice? I would mix an eye wash solution. If you go to the drugstore and get a bottle of eye wash solution, it's not the lens cleanser. You may have to ask the pharmacy. They used to have a lot of it, but you have to find and they have so many lens cleansers. It's hard to find, but make sure it's the eye wash solution. It's a sterile eye wash solution. It's 4 ounces. Put it in a little glass jar. Add an ounce of the liquid clay to it and stir it around and use that for an eye wash. Get the little eye cup and fill it and hold it over your eye, go back and blink, look around, and you can do that a couple of times a day. And in addition to that, I would put the clay mask, the mud, over your closed eyelid and just put it directly over the eyelid. If you want to put a thin piece of gauze on first and then put it on top of that so it's easier to get off, you can do that, but cover it thickly with the wet mud. And just lay down and leave it on there. Sometimes I like to put it directly over the eyelid, and I get one of the little cotton circles, makeup remover circles, cotton pads, and lay it on over my eye. I put a little bit of the wet clay, the liquid clay, on the cotton pad and put it over the mud and stick it on my eye. And then I can put my glasses on and walk around, just look out of one eye. I don't have to lay down. It's hard to do both eyes at the same time without having a wash rag there to wipe it off so you can see to get to the bathroom. But leave it on 15, 20, 30 minutes and see what happens. When they are riper, it's more easy for the clay to work. And I would love to hear back from you and see if you notice improvement within a month. So please contact me and let me know how you do with that. Joanne in Acuña, Massachusetts. I don't think I pronounced that right, but Acuña, Massachusetts must be an Indian name. I'm just beginning to use the clay for myself and my 13-year-old nonverbal autistic son. Timing of food and supplements has confused me a bit. Can you give me a quick review of the timing of clay, eating, and supplements? Can essential oils be added to the living clay in a bath or when drinking the clay? How long to wait to apply essential oils after drinking the clay? Okay, first I'm addressing the essential oils. When you mix, clay absorbs oils. So you don't want to take clay and oils close together. You want to absorb your oils first and then take your clay. Okay, putting it in a bath, oils are transdermal. They want to absorb into the skin. Clay pulls out, and I'm also afraid the clay would be busy absorbing the oils, and it wouldn't be an effective bath to mix with any kind of oils and clay for a clay bath. So just use your plain clay in a bath. You can put your oils on afterwards when you get out if you think you need more. Because the essence of it, clays pull out. They pull out the toxins. They pull them out. Oils soak in. So you have two counter activities going on at the same time, which dilutes both of them. As far as drinking, if you're drinking essential oils, I'd wait at least an hour after drinking them to drink the clay. You know, wait 30 minutes before taking your supplements. Clay doesn't really bother supplements. Actually, clay can help make vitamins and minerals that the body's deficient in that it doesn't even contain. Clay is a catalyst, and it works with the body as a co-creator. Certain enzymes will attach to the clay, and together they can make amino acids and peptide chains, and from that, vitamins and minerals that the body is deficient in. There's a story of the shrimp in the clay water pools, lived in a cave with clay water only in France, and the biologist said they can't live on clay and water alone because clay doesn't have any glycemic index, it doesn't have any nutrition. There's no protein in it, and the vitamins are not bioavailable. But through catalytic action, the shrimp had enzymes. When they took them out of the water and tried to feed them, they died, but when they put them back in the clay environment, they thrived. So evidently the clay was making, the clay and the enzymes in the shrimp were making what the shrimp needed to stay alive. So it's kind of an interesting story. Very interesting questions today. Patricia from Calgary, I finished chemo 3 weeks ago and the oncologist says the drugs are out of my system by now. What would be the benefit of taking the clay now that I am normal? Well, the benefit would be the drugs may be out of your system, but the die-off is not. So you want to get the toxic die-off out of your system. And the best way to do that is through clay baths. I would say 2 a week. I think the first couple I would use 2 cups of clay mixed according to directions for your clay bath, and after that you can go down to 1 cup twice a week to help get that die off, the toxicity that's been released in your body that needs to be expelled. And the other thing I would do would be drinking the clay. Why? Because it balances your system. Did the oncologist tell you that it has killed off most of your good things in your body too? And you need to rebuild your immune system. And clay is about helping balance the body and balance the immune system. It will build red blood cells. Yes, it's not absorbed into the bloodstream, but it does this again by the catalytic action. It's been proven to increase red blood cell, healthy red blood cells, and to clean the blood of acidity that might be present. So I would also drink it for internally because it balances your pH. A lot of times people who've been on chemo, their esophagus, their colon is pretty raw. They get very sick, and a lot of times the vomiting and the digestive tract is all off kilter. So you want to go back and neutralize that and calm it down by drinking clay. I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day and build up to 2 ounces 4 times a day. I mean, not 4 times a day, 2 ounces 3 times a day, and then build it up to 3 ounces. You can just, you can take, start out at 2 ounces, take that for 2 days. On the third day, build up, add another ounce and keep adding an ounce until you get up to a half a cup or even a cup. I think your recovery time will be much better. Now, if you're taking medications, you always want to take it away from your medications. Call the pharmacy and ask how long it takes to absorb your medicines. Once they're absorbed in the bloodstream, the clay doesn't get to it. So then you're safe to take the clay. The theory is if you just get the clay in you or on you, it's going to have find a way to work to help support your body in a beneficial ways. Now, 10% of the people taking clay, particularly when their digestive system is out of kilter, get constipated. It's not because the clay is building little brick walls. It's actually slippery when it's wet and it coats the colon. But your digestive system is out of balance, and pulling out old fecal matter and things causes constipation. So take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working during that time. I always recommend over-the-counter magnesium tablets. They're very simple to take. Most of us need more magnesium, and you can adjust the amount you need. 250 milligrams, you can get them at the drugstore. It's not like a harsh laxative. So we'd like to get you back feeling 100% healthy with energy. Clay also provides energy to the body, and it has good digestive enzymes that help our microbials that help rebuild the gut flora. Okay, let's see if we have anything more. Carol in Chicago. Hi, what is the max of taking clay, and can I mix it with magnesium baking soda, and how much of each? I wouldn't mix the clay with anything, particularly baking soda. It will cause a gas. Baking soda expands and bubbles. I just take them separately, okay? Clay works better as a standalone. So if you're taking magnesium tablets to go to the bathroom, follow the directions on the bottom bottle, and you can keep increasing till you get to where you want to be. Most of the times people taking clay, it helps them have regular bowel movements. There's 10% that get constipated. The maximum of taking clay, I don't know if there is a maximum. I guess if you took more than 25% of your dietary intake, which would be a whole lot of clay. So I wouldn't worry about it. When you're drinking an ounce, 2 ounces of liquid clay, you're getting approximately a teaspoon of the powder clay. So it would take a whole lot of clay to get to 25% of your daily food intake. I have people that do very well, like the lady in Canada was drinking. She really proclaims drinking a cup of clay 3 times a day. She did it in the morning around 2 o'clock and then again at 10 o'clock. So take it away from any prescription meds you're taking. Just get it in you and on you, and it will find a way to work. And everybody's going to have a different amount because their system's different, and it depends on what you're dealing with. I don't know why you're taking the baking soda. If it's to alkalize the system, don't worry about it. Clay has got a 9.7 pH, or most clays do. There are a few acidic clays out there. But ask them what the pH of the clay is. If it's 8 or above, it's excellent clay for internal use. And clay is about balancing. It won't over-alkalize you. As long as I've taken clay, which is daily for almost 20 years, my pH level stays right around 7. Occasionally, I get a little acidic depending on my stress level and what I'm eating or not eating good or not getting enough sleep, and I just increase the amount of clay I take. But it always brings me into balance. That's one of the beauties of clay, is its homeostasic ability. Claire in Bradford, I noticed that the face and body scrub do not have sodium hydroxyl glycinate, phenyl ethanol, and carbyl glycol, but the rejuvenation cream does. I was wondering why. Creams have lotions, creams have more things in them. The face and body scrub is nothing but clay and water with a little tea tree oil and peppermint oil. So it works entirely differently. It doesn't need a preservative. The clay is the preservative. With the other things, you need a preservative. All of our ingredients are plant-based. We're looking for a substitute for one of them. When we started, it was a 2 on the Skin Deep chart, which was very low. It's since then been reevaluated, so we're looking for another preservative. The creams need the preservatives. If they don't, they break down. And we try to have enough preservative in ours, natural preservatives, to make it have a year. Generally, it's a year and a half shelf life, but if you keep it over a year and if it gets, you don't want to get it hot or something, you may open it one morning and it smells like oil or lard, and that means your creams have broken down. They break down. The clay alone does not break down. So though it has a little bit of clay in it, it doesn't have enough to counter all the ingredients that go in to make up what makes creams creams. So in essence, your body scrub is not a cream. It's a clay base with a few things added to it. It has fine ground walnut hulls, a little tea tree oil, and a little peppermint oil. So they're two completely different ingredients. We do take care to use all plant derivative things and everything as natural as we can. And like I say, we have been searching for the very best. If we're going to change our formulation, we want the very best. We've tried several and some of them haven't worked, so we're still searching for that perfect solution out there. So be patient with us. My friend Jay. Hi, Jay. She said, greetings, Perry. In what way does clay heal a slipped disc or sciatica? Most of my pain is gone, but still numbness in my leg and foot. Just back from my vacation. Lyme's testimony will be sent to Marg soon. Jay had an amazing story with Lyme disease and her recovery from that with clay, and that's what that refers to. The way it helps is when you put the poultice on the back, the clay pulls out the inflammation and the swelling, and it realigns the slipped disc. Swelling is what helps push the disc out. The disc gets pushed out, there's a lot of inflammation and swelling about it, and often it pinches that sciatic nerve, thus the numbness or the pain. So when you use the poultice, it realigns the vertebra, takes out the swelling, and relieves the pressure on the pain. Now, you may have some other, I don't know how long it was there, if it was a jolt when you did it, if there's a little damage to the nerve tissue that's causing the numbness, you might want to get that checked out with the doctor. Glad it's the pain is gone, though. With mine, I took clay baths and put a poultice on day and night for 4 days. It's completely gone. In fact, the next morning when I woke up, I expected not to be able to get out of bed. Your sciatica just grabs you when you move. And it's a shooting pain down your leg, even though it starts in your back. I was expecting that to have to roll out of bed and try to crawl up to my feet, and I was able to get up, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe my pain is gone. Of course, I came in and immediately took a bath and immediately put a poultice on. And when I put all my weight on my right leg, I felt the pain, just a little bit. And as long as I felt that tinge of pain, I kept taking the clay baths at night and using the poultice day and night. And in 4 days, mine was completely well. So if it's not healed from there, there may have been some damage to that nerve, so you might want to get checked out. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. Okay, Claire in Bradford. Is the clay bath still effective if the tub is made of fiberglass and plastic? Yes. It is. The clay's not going to stay in there long enough to, damage or pull anything from the plastic. But by the time you've taken as much baths as you had in a bathtub, you've probably, all the bad stuff has already leached out by now. I wouldn't worry about that at all. Just make sure when you take the clay that you mix the clay according to directions. You don't want lumps in your clay in the bathtub. So if you mix it in a liquid state and pour it into the tub, it'll go down the drain and actually clean your pipes, but you don't want to let the lumps go down your tub. So follow the directions. If you go to aboutclay.com and click on clay info and scroll all the way to the bottom on the right-hand side, there's some videos there on how to mixing the liquid and how to mix it for your bath. It just walks you right through it. I'm not good at following long recipes with a lot of details, but if I can see something, I can figure it out. So I love seeing the videos. Claire also asked, where is your clay mined from specifically? Death Valley, California, and that's as specific as I'm going to get. We don't tell people the location. It's not a guarded mine. It's not fenced in, so we don't reveal that. The clay is taken from the mine and hauled to a mill where it's milled to a 325 screen mesh, bagged up into 1-ton super sacks, loaded on a truck and delivered here to our warehouse in Texas. And from there, we repackage it, mix it, and formulate it. The good thing about being from Death Valley is it only has like less than 2 inches rainfall a year. And this particular bed has 6 to 8 feet of topsoil and a 2-foot layer of crystalline zeolite over the bed of the clay. The zeolite is a crystal-like rock, very hard and is not penetratable by water and things. So the clay has been kept very pristine and clean. Claire also writes, how did you first become interested in calcium bentonite clay? Well, I heard this guy, and he started talking about this clay, and I thought, he's bound to be a snake oil salesman. Nothing can do as much as he's claiming that clay can do. So he challenged me to try it, and I did, and I took a clay bath, and it was very relaxing, and I slept like a baby. My clay didn't turn black. I've heard these stories of sometimes the clay getting tar-like and black. These are highly toxic people with chemical toxicity. I've never turned the clay dark. I have heard from a lady who smoked cigarettes all of her life, 2 packs a day, and her clay turned brown the first 3 baths. And I had another guy that pumped diesel, and he had an orange ring around his clay, his first bath, and he got out and looked at it, and he said, oh, my gosh, that's the color of diesel. So it does pull out. If you're highly toxic, you may see a change to the clay in color or texture. one kid had worked in a chemical factory all of his life, and his mom said on the first clay bath, the clay just turned to tarry like goo. It was sticky like goo. And they had to scrape it up with newspapers and wear rubber gloves, and said the fumes even burned her eyes. So it's capable of pulling a lot of things out. Most of the time you won't see it. When you're in your bath, if you feel your leg, it will begin to feel kind of slick, and you kind of rub it off and it feels like skin again, and a little bit you feel it again, you feel that little slickness, and then you rub it off and it feels like skin again. That's what it's pulling from your body. It's invisible, but you will feel the results, and it's amazing. So I did this, and he also told me about drinking the clay, and I just thought, you know, I'm pretty healthy, and I can't think of any reason that I need to drink mud. So I didn't. I did use it I loved it in the kitchen for burns. I cannot cook a Thanksgiving meal without hitting an oven rack, as careful as I try to be, and I don't wear those oven mitts. I just take hot pads. So invariably I burn myself, and I keep clay available, instant relief from the burn pain, no matter how severe it is. And you keep it on there thick, and the next day, I mean, it just goes away. And the next morning, there's no blistering, there's no red mark. In about 2 days, you can't even tell you had a burn. So insect bites, it was great. Giving myself a facial, it was great. I was a real believer in all of that. But it wasn't until I got acid reflux, and it didn't occur to me to drink the clay. And I don't like taking medicine, so I wasn't going to get on the purple pill. But it was getting worse and worse, and I was sleeping propped up on two pillows. And I mentioned to my friend, and he said, well, you're not drinking your clay. If you want to get rid of it, drink some clay. So I bellied up, and I drank some clay. And in 2 days, I threw the other two pillows away. And I have not had acid reflux problems since then. If I feel a little bit, I just increase my clay, goes away. It would be very difficult what to use the $1 million test for clay on, because it works in so many areas. Skin rashes, shingles, poison ivy, poison oak, all those things. Acne, just clear, it's a miracle with it. Acid reflux, how many people in the world suffer with that? I mean, no side effects from clay. The worst thing you can get is maybe constipation if your digestive system is upset. But you can take some over-the-counter magnesium tablets and fix that in a heartbeat. So, and then there are other things. I keep, you know, arthritis. Just drinking the clay helps dissolve the buildups in your joints. We had a lady with a lot of pain in her bunion, and the first night she drank the clay, and she was drinking it for reflux, and she got great relief immediately. And the next morning she said she noticed her bunion was smaller and there wasn't as much pain in it. So what do you test it on? And we don't have the $1 million that they require to do these 6 month or year long studies with it anyway. And basically, we know it's probably the safest thing. Nobody's ever died from taking clay. You get a detox reaction, a Herxheimer reaction, it's called. Maybe, if you're highly toxic, if you're very sensitive, you might get a rash, a headache, become a little lethargic, flu-like for a few days. Generally lasts less than a week, a couple of days to a week. So after I did that, I was sold on it. And I started sharing it with friends when they'd come over and complain about some. One lady came over with a toothache on a Sunday, and she'd cracked her wisdom tooth. We put the clay around it, and she said immediately the excruciating pain was gone. She still needed to go get her tooth fixed, but it was very effective. Anyway, that got me started, and eventually someone said, you need to make this available to the public, and I did, and after our first Body, Mind, and Spirit show, we were off and running. So we were just trying to keep up. This clay sells itself by the results it gets, and people can tell the difference in this clay and other clays. So Let's see, let me go on here. How did you, okay, I answered that. Let me see if we have any other questions here. Jay asked, me again, Perry, just received news that my cousin has cervical cancer, was recently diagnosed. Will life-saving clay help with this? I don't know, but it won't hurt with it. I would have her start drinking it, built up to a cup 3 times a day. I would use it vaginally, insert it, take a douche with it. I would take the clay baths. You know, it depends on how advanced it is and what, but it's going to sure help the build, support the body to get the body. The body is designed to heal itself. If we keep the body in balance, it is designed, that's what it does, heal itself. We're out of balance by the toxins we breathe in, absorb through our skin and get every day. We're out of balance by our lifestyles of stress, not sleeping right, and not eating right. So all of that adds up to break us down to where we are susceptible to things like cancer. You know, I'm sure she'll want to consult the doctor anyway to find how advanced it is and things of that nature. But in the meantime, I would start doing that. Thank you, and good luck to her. Jackie in Hawaii. We are new to this. We have a 6-year-old son with autism. How long and how much to begin to build up when starting on clay baths? How much do we start and build up orally? Is there a preference when in the day to do both? You know, if you just get the clay in you and on you, or you in it, it will find a way to work. With the 6-year-old, I would give him, you can either take like a rounded teaspoon of the hydrated clay and mix it in some apple juice or yogurt or something like that, or applesauce, not apple juice, applesauce. Or you can pour a little of the liquid, maybe an ounce. An ounce would equate to about half a teaspoon of the powdered clay. So an ounce twice a day. You can mix it in a little apple juice and have him drink it. Put it in some kind of juice, non-acid juice. You don't want it in something lemony that's very acidic. And have him drink it daily. Now, the clay baths are miraculous with these children. Normally, the parents notice the first clay bath that they calm down, they begin to make more eye contact, and constantly we get the comment that they become chatty Cathys, that they become very talkative in a lot of instances. Now, it depends on the severity of the autism, but notice, look for those signs that they're making more eye contact, that they calm down when they get in the clay bath, and that they make more, become more verbal. Starting a clay bath, a 1-cup clay bath twice a week. You can give them every day if you want to. We have some parents with more highly autistic children that give them a clay bath every day. And when to do it in the day? Is there a preference to when in the day to do both? Most parents like to give their children a bath at night, and then they sleep very well. Like I said, you can do it any time, day or night. If you're doing an internal cleanse for the first time, we say take it on an empty stomach to get a better cleanse effect. So it's not competing with food or pulling out old fecal matter in your colon. But if you're not doing that cleanse, don't worry about it. Just get it in you and on you. When if you want to take it away from prescription medicines, check with your pharmacist. He can tell you how long it takes to absorb them. Then take your clay. Just get him a couple of doses twice a day. And please touch back with us. We have quite a few mothers who really have seen the benefits to this. I wish the baths were a long-term solution. They seem to bring temporary relief and calming down, and we definitely know it's detoxifying them, and it's getting, you know, a lot of toxins if they've had a lot of these shots and things. So try that and let me know how he does. Okay, wow, good question today. Dear Perry, this is Jay again. Just wanted to say thank you for your dedication to sharing information about clay. It is truly life-saving. Even if it doesn't heal completely overnight, it brings such a great quality of life while you are healing. The free seminar is truly appreciated. From my heart, I thank you, and you are, I believe, God sent. Thank you. Continual blessings of good health, wealth, and prosperity is prayed for you. I appreciate you so very much. Love and hugs to you. Thank you, Jay. I'm just trembling with goosebumps right now and warm fuzzies. That's very sweet of you, and I love sharing this. I love helping people with clay. In fact, that was my intention today, that we'd have a good listening audience, good questions today, and that it would be beneficial to people. Carol says, nerve pain never ends. How to apply clay to it? Thanks, drink it. Okay, nerve ends pains. I don't know what nerve ends pain means. Are your nerve endings in pain? If that's the case, you apply it topically, wherever the area is. If it has something to do with a pain down your leg, it's generally in your back is where it started. But like with the burn, your nerve end, when you burn, the severe pain from nerve is because the nerve endings are just raw and have been kind of burned. Apply the clay topically, very thickly. Wrap it in something like saran wrap or glad press and seal to keep it in place and keep you from bumping and knocking into something and wiping it off. Drinking it helps the whole body and helps relieve pain like arthritic knees, rheumatoid arthritis, achy joints. We have old dogs that can't get around, and you give them clay, and they start eating it, and they start acting like frisky pups. We have some amazing stories about two dogs that had different types of cancers, and I don't usually purport clay as a cancer-curing element, but I know it helps, and particularly in these dogs it does. So come in and join us on the 24th and hear about those directly from Morg Lonsdale, who's shared so many terrific stories with us. If any of you have any more questions you would like to ask me, you can email or call me. If you go to Cheryl will post it with the results. She'll keep my information, my phone number, and my email posted when she archives the results. So you're free to contact me. I'm available to help. That's what I'm here for. And thank you. I'm going to go back and check our phone lines. Wow, we have a great listening audience today. Does anybody on the phone have a question they would like to ask? If you do, press star 2 and your line will open and I'll be happy to address your question. 3 people from Hawaii. Exciting. Wow. Texas, California, Ohio, New Hampshire, Calgary, and Pennsylvania. Okay, here's one from Texas, from Grand Prairie. Hello, your line is open. This is Perry. Amanda? Hello? Amanda, is your line open?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for all this. I had a quick question on if I take the living clay first thing in the morning, I usually drink a juice. How long should I wait until I juice? I didn't know if the nutrients of the juice would be absorbed by the clay.
No. I'm actually been doing a clay and juice fast, and that's all I've had. I drink my juice, and then I go in and I drink my clay, and I'm taking a good half cup to a cup of clay a couple of times a day and juicing. I've got vegetable juices. I get a kale spinach green, and it's got cucumber and a little lemon and celery in it, and then I add some carrot juice to that. I add a little bit of beet juice. And something I caught on Dr. Oz the other day, he said, when you drink these juices, and they do have some sugars in them regardless, just beet and carrots have sugar in them, and the orange juice, your blood sugar might go up. So eat 1 ounce of Swiss cheese, he recommended, and I get the 2% Swiss cheese made with two bent, and one slice is an ounce. So I eat that before I juice, so it will counterbalance the sugars in the clay. So might try that. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening in and joining us. Any other questions? Star 2. I'm going to check one more time to see. This has been a great day. See if we have any more questions coming in. I see no questions coming in. And thank you for joining me today. It's been exciting to be able to share. The 24th, be sure and listening in. On the 17th, we'll have our wellness, our mental wellness, where we look, some more questions are coming in. Okay, Claire, are you on the line?
I am. I know I asked so many questions already, but
that's all right. Bring them on.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for answering all of them. It's a really great seminar. And my last question for now is, does the clay help at all with weight loss in your experience or with other people's experience,
Yes, I've had quite a few people who have had that. What they do is drink lots of clay and lots of water during the day. Mm-hmm. And they say they lose their craving for sugars and for chocolates. One lady went from it was a 2X to a 16 in a year's time, and she had fibromyalgia, so she wasn't really exercising. Mm-hmm. And she said, I was just, you know, I wasn't dieting, but I was trying to eat sensibly. And she noticed the main thing was at Easter time when she had the little chocolate candies out, before she couldn't go buy them without eating them, and she wasn't even hungry for them. It just not her craving for it. If you start feeling hungry, go drink some water and some clay.
I've noticed that also. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Good luck with that.
Thanks,
Claire. And keep bringing on the questions. I love them. All right. Kayo, are you on the line? This is Perry. Kayo Griffin.
Hi, Perry. Hawaii, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Thank you. My wife, Jackie, asked the question about our 6-year-old son with autism, and I just had one quick follow-up to that.
Sure.
Regarding the baths, how long should each bath be?
With children, you don't need to get the bath water hot, like with adults detoxing. Just get it warm.
I'm sorry. I meant how long of time. 5 minutes, 20 minutes?
Oh, no. He can stay in there as long as you like, but just get a cup and keep the clay circulating and pour it over him. I have my grandson get down, and he lays down, and he kind of rolls around, and he likes to play. I put him some toys in there, and he'll roll down, and I'll take the cup, and he'll pour it over his back, and just want to keep the clay on them. They can stay in there as long as they like.
That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, and good luck. Would love to hear back from you.
We will definitely keep you informed.
Thank you. All right. And it looks like anyone else with questions, this has been a great seminar today. Thank you all for listening in. Bring more questions and come back again. Be sure and mark the 24th on your calendar to tune in then. This is Perry A. and Calcium Bentonite Clay saying, trust the clay, get it in you or on you, and you will be amazed. This is Perry A. signing out. I never know how to say goodbye. Bye-bye.